It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
When we give someone leeway or we tell someone to pipe down, we may not realize that we're using the language of sailors.
That's what they say. Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Hello, Ann.
Hello, Rena.
You know, I use sailor language frequently, but I think we're talking about something different here.
I think we probably are. And this came as a suggestion from one of our listeners, Paul, who pointed out to us that we have two big sailing races this weekend and next weekend from Chicago to Mackinac and Port Huron to Mackinac. So seemed like a good time to celebrate all that sailing has given to the English language.
And what has sailing given?
It's given us a lot of terms, some of which are more obvious and some less obvious. So more obvious ones, things like taking the wind out of someone's sails or being dead in the water, rocking the boat. Then for sailors, and I want to apologize right now to all of our listeners who are sailors. I am not a sailor as someone who has been felled by motion sickness on many a boat. So I'll do the best I can. But tacking, which is the zigzagging into the wind, so the wind's on one side and then the other, gives us things like taking the wrong tack, changing tacks. So that's a place where we see sailing language. And if you are bad at tacking and the wind comes at your sail, you can be taken aback, which means coming to a standstill.
Well, let's not go overboard with the subject, but what are some other ones?
Bailing out. When someone bails out of a plane as an emergency exit, that actually comes from sailing, when you would bail out a boat and get rid of the water. And now we can bail out of many different kinds of situations. Jury rigging comes from boats. So that would be creating a makeshift mast.
So I'm often three sheets to the wind. Does this count as well?
It does. So that wonderful slang term for drunk, that would be your sail is not well tied down, so it's out there flapping around. To give a wide berth, I think, can feel sort of more obviously from sailing. We're not entirely sure where the word berth comes from in that expression. And then one that I had not realized came from sailing is by and large.
Explain that one.
Apparently, in sailing terminology, by means sailing toward the wind, and large is when the wind is going with you. So if you're sailing by and large, that would be all the different points on the compass from which the wind could be coming, from which you could sail. Cool. So by and large, meaning everything encompassed.
That is really interesting. So before we keel over, anything you'd like to wrap this up with?
I think we should stay on an even keel and just wish everyone a good Sunday.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Rena.